Yeah, it's good. I think we're all finally coming together. I think the boys that were playing in the Champions League join us today, and everyone's coming together and working hard. So I think we're all ready to go. I think it's going to be a good challenge for us, playing in conditions that aren't so familiar to us. And yeah, look, it's going to be a good challenge, and we're all looking forward to it. Yeah, I think that was my second test match. Obviously, my first two tests were against Pakistan in England, which was a bit different. But yeah, look, it's I haven't played against them for a while. I'm looking forward to getting out there and playing in these conditions as well. It's going to be a great challenge, and hopefully we can be successful over here. It was a long time ago. It was 5 years ago. So yeah, look, I think I've changed a lot as a player since then. I was playing those two tests as a spinner, so a lot's changed. I feel like I probably wasn't ready to play at that period of time. And now it's about batting more for me, and that's all going in the right direction, and hopefully I can keep improving with it as well. I've been working on it quite a bit the last couple of months. I'm happy where a place where my batting's at the moment. So I've slowly brought my spin bowling back into it, and the ball's coming out pretty well in the nets. Hopefully I can get a bit of game time and get a bit of consistency there and keep improving in that aspect of my game as well. Yeah, look, it's going to be tough playing against their spinners in these conditions. We know that. We've been working pretty hard at it back home. But yeah, look, I'm certainly looking forward to the challenge of playing against the spinners over here. I've had a bit of success in the past in the two tests I played in India in, I guess, similar conditions. So yeah, look, hopefully I can get a few big scores here and hope Australia win a series. Well, I don't know where I'm going to be batting yet, so I guess we'll see what the makeup of the team is, and wherever I'm put in the order, I'm happy, and hopefully I can just do the job there. I'm not sure, but I think we're pretty short on players at the minute with everyone coming in. So, yeah, look, hopefully I can get a game. It's been a while. I don't think I've played a T20 as a batter as such. I was kind of the spinner back when I was playing. So, yeah, look, I'm happy where my game's at the moment in the shorter form, and hopefully I can get a few big scores and sort of cement my spot in all three forms for Australia. Yeah, I think it's different for each individual. I think playing in particularly in Test cricket in tough conditions, I think you've got to go in with a plan, and you've got to stick to that plan no matter what. And you know, if that doesn't work, then you come up with something else a bit later. But you've kind of got to stick to your plan as much as possible. And for me, that's getting down the wicket as far as I can, or getting deep in the crease as much as I can. And you know, just trying to get the bowler off his length and do what he's trying to do and kind of play on my terms a little bit. No, I think the team we've got here at the moment, everyone plays spin quite well. So, look, I think everyone's been working on it. Everyone's known what's expected of this tour, what we're going to be coming up against. So, everyone's been working very hard at it. So, you know, no excuses for us. George has been in charge for quite a while. He gave away that opportunity, and Aaron Finch is the one that's stepped in now, and I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job. You know, he's got a lot of experience in T20 cricket. He's played here in the IPL, so he'll know these grounds well. And yeah, look, for us, it's just about adapting to the conditions quickly and playing good, smart cricket. Yeah, look, I played a few of the games here. The wickets were pretty good, so I'm not sure what we're going to get for the first game. I assume it'll be a pretty good wicket. So, yeah, look, it's just about adapting, as I said, as quickly as possible, and you know, playing good, smart cricket. Yeah, look, it's obviously disappointing for him. The ICC have their guidelines of what's legal and what's not, and I guess he hasn't fallen into that. You know, I would have loved to, at the same time, to come up against him. He's been the best spin bowler in the world for the last couple of years, and we love challenging ourselves against the best players from around the world. So it's disappointing in that aspect, but I think, you know, he's a quality performer, and I think it'll make the job a little bit easier for us, hopefully. Yeah, I will be. I think both batting and bowling, it's good for him to be around the group. You know, he's played in these conditions, and he's you know, he's played a lot of cricket in these conditions and got great experiences of it. So I think for us as batters, he'll be able to tell us how they're likely to bowl at us and how they're going to try and get us out. And as a bowler, it's perfect as well, because he can, you know, give his experiences away and tell you how to kind of bowl on these kind of wickets and help us out with that. And I'm sure he'll fit into our group really well. Oh, hopefully a batting all-rounder. it is, you know, it's great to have that to my bow, you know, it's that string to my bow. It's, you know, I really enjoy being in the game as much as possible. And, yeah, look, it's still a fair bit of work to do. You've got to work pretty hard, I reckon, as a leg spinner. It's probably the hardest form of bowling in the game. So, yeah, look, plenty of hard work to do, and hopefully I can, you know, keep getting more consistent.